Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the 411 Talk Zone Radio Show, Red Pill Edition. My name is Leon Jones, and I want to say Happy Easter to all, because it's supposed to be a holiday to where we celebrate the rebirth of Jesus Christ. If you've been listening to my videos and Blog Talk podcast in the past, I've done a lot of red pill content. And as a YouTuber and a podcaster, I believe we need more men to be speaking on the topic of Red Pill and MGTOW. Because we live in this gynocentric society. The society is filled with hypergamy. Now, I just did a video today on hypergamy. And hypergamy is with all races of women. You also have a disorder when it comes to a number of women and men as well. Want to keep this fair and balanced like Fox News. But today, I want to talk about a topic that many of us deal with when we have any type of contact with this modern day woman, and it's narcissism. But before I go on with the topic, this is the 411 Talk Zone Radio Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch me on YouTube. If you cannot find my YouTube channel, I'm also on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, and my podcasts are also on Facebook and Twitter as well. And if you want to call in, the guest call-in number is 215-383-5785. Now, what I want to talk about today, narcissism. Now, last week I did the Dark Triad, which encompasses psychopathy, narcissism, and Machiavellianism. Now, there are a number of people who don't understand these topics, but today I'm going to make it clear. When it comes to narcissism, you have a number of people who have this disorder. Now, all people with a narcissistic personality disorder are basically narcissists. But not all narcissists have a personality disorder. You see, a healthy dose of narcissism is a performance enhancer, for it improves one's effectiveness by amplifying their self-love, confidence, and boldness. However, it seems to be a common misconception that the promotion of narcissism is tantamount to the promotion of a narcissistic personality disorder. Now, this is false. And not but an ignorant layman's understanding of narcissism fallaciously manifesting as a false equivalence. You see, a narcissistic personality disorder is a coping mechanism developed in childhood to deal with neglect, rejection, or cruelty, example, bullying from one's parents. See, a narcissistic personality disorder is superlative to the nth degree, the most extreme version of narcissism, rather than the healthy, self-assured confidence that comes as a byproduct of talent and achievement. See, an NPD, or narcissistic personality disorder, is a developmental disorder ingrained into a child by the inability of a parent to validate them or reward their accomplishments. So everything a child does is scrutinized and rejected. The child is constantly berated and denied their basic need for love. The child's accomplishments are typically deemed insufficient. For example, if the child achieves a perfect score on an exam or comes in first place in a race, this perfection is apathetically expected rather than emotionally rewarded. See, in a narcopath's childhood achievement was met by indifference, with anything other than exceptionalism being seized by the parent as an opportunity to degrade them. The parental approval and joy quintessential to achievement was absent, while degradation or degradation and indifference reigned supreme. This is the crucible in which a narcopath is forged. Now, this is a further exasperated concept when the narcopath has a sibling who is essentially rewarded while they are incessantly punished. This is narcopathy on the part of the parent exercising this behavior as NPD strategy known as triangulation. Now, what sets the NPD apart from the narcissist is that the rejection caused by the parent at a young age leaves them incapable of forming pair bonds, because this inability to pair bond from there on becomes an empathy disorder dressed in ego. See, the narcopath is effectively a synthetic psychopath because narcopathy is always socialized. Because had a child's parents been good people, they would not have developed an empathy disorder, which is really no more than a coping mechanism developed by a helpless creature that basically needs the resources of an abused one. Now, of course, there's different types of narcissism. There's rational narcissism, a.k.a. achievement-based narcissism. And I just talked about the narcissistic personality disorder. But now, achievement-based narcissism is distinct from the narcissistic personality disorder in much the way stoicism is distinct from psychopathy. Now, although someone or a stoic and a psychopath seem cold, one can pair bond while the other cannot. Likewise, despite the narcissistic personality disorder and the narcissist demonstrating a penchant for egotism, one can pair bond while the other cannot. See, in the real world, successful people with self-esteem that comes with it are, to one degree or another, narcissistic. And it is precisely this which distinguishes them from NPDs. I'm talking about individuals who have a narcissistic personality disorder. Why? Because they are narcissistic by degree, not in totality. Now, if one attains a ridiculous amount of success, it is feasible they could become as narcissistic as the narcissistic personality disorder person. But this is uncommon and thus unrepresentative of achievement-based narcissism. Now, much unlike the NPD or narcissistic personality disorder, the successful are narcissistic because they've worked smart, they've worked intelligently, and by the trial of their mental or metal, they have achieved. See, NPDs are delusional individuals who deified themselves to cope with the onslaught of emotional abuse they received from their parents during their childhood years. Now, already, now you should be beginning to understand the different shades of narcissism. You have the ability or the tangibles, successful, and these tangibles are people who are narcissistic by recognition of their superiority, and the delusionally damaged who have lived in a self-inculcated fantasy since youth. Now, achievement-based narcissism is healthy and it comes from a positive place, while narcissistic personality disorder is simply a coping mechanism born from a negative place. Now, unlike achievement-based narcissism, DNPD is often sadistic. Now, this power comes from sadistic exploitation, and this exploitation is quick and dirty junk food for the insatiable vacuum that represents DNPD's horrible childhood. See, people like to use the term narcissist as a throwaway insult, but know this, not all narcissism is equal. Some is healthy, born to superior performance and achievement. I can say also born of superior performance and achievement. Now, the other is dysfunctional, born of a terrible and abusive childhood. Now, to combine these distinctions under one umbrella, one would distinguishly misrepresent the spectrum of narcissism, and anybody interested in narcissism would as such do well to ingrain this cranium, which is their brain, their head. Now, when it comes to the birth of a narcopath, the NPD constructs a false sense of self to counteract the heartbreaking treatment they received from their parent. Now, in truth, the NPD is a victim, but a dangerous one at that, because it is unwise to show the NPD the pity and sympathy customarily doted to a victim, for the NPD will see this as weakness and exploit it duly. Because a vacuum left unbetrothed love in the NPD's formative years is insatiable and unfillable, because NPDs tend to be the offspring of other NPDs or individuals with affective empathy disorders. Now, I'm going to do a blog talk radio show on affective empathy disorders. That's going to be my next one. So be on the lookout for that one. But in the meantime, you are listening to the 401 Talk Zone Radio Show. My name is Leon Jones, and today I am talking about narcissism. And I just made a video. It's going to be out next week. I talk about the hypergamous modern-day woman. Be on the lookout. It will appear on my Facebook page as well as my YouTube channel. But in the meantime, when it comes to narcissism, any love or sympathy the NPD receives as an adult merely as a form of ego validation, because it is not sentimentally received or appreciated in the way that the empath intended. Now, again, for all of you listening here on my Blog Talk Radio channel, if you want to call in, the guest call-in number is 215-383-5785, 215-383-5785. Now, back to the topic. PD is a narcopath, a comorbid, psychopathic, grandiose narcissist. See, narcopaths do not feel empathy. See, a narcissist, on the other hand, merely has an elevated sense of self and lack of humility, if you will, but this alone does not signify an inability to sympathize. See, I refer to NPDs as narcopaths for the absence of empathy customary to the NPD is tantamount to psychopathy, albeit an egotistical variation on the phenomena. Because all narcopaths are egotists, but not all psychopaths are egotists. See, the narcopath cannot love, for they bear no sentimental appreciation for vulnerability, perceiving only weakness in that which they cannot emote. See, like a destructive child, they cannot enjoy the flutter of a butterfly, but rather the butterfly drawing people's attention away from them would cause anger, compelling them to crush it. And yet, if you were to tell the narcopath they could not love, you would be met by nothing but narcissistic injury, indignance, histrionics, victim playing, and gaslighting, a grand display of anger which they highlight their best points while contrasting them with your worst. It's almost like a shaming tactic. Because the narcopath is not above bringing out their highlight reel with your skeleton closet, making comparisons, and then trying to sell this as a fair and accurate interpretation of reality. The narcopath would also deny their inability to love, because to tell a narcopath they are incapable of something is to harm the very pride they subsist on, because narcopaths are broken people due to the mental abuse afflicted, correction that inflicted on them by their parent, yet at the same time they're dangerous people. See, I will repeat myself for clarity's sake. Narcopaths do not sentimentally appreciate sympathy. They desire it only so they can use it as a way to be malignant. And what they are when they're malignant, they basically explore sucker who will be naive enough to care. Now, with all this being said, how do you deal with a narcopath? Well, narcopaths are very unemotional and unconcerned with others. Their emotional capacity is restricted to a solipsistic viewpoint. Now, I did a Blog Talk Radio on solipsism. You may go back and connect that information to this podcast, because solipsism and narcissism are tied together. For example, when it comes to a narcopath, they do not feel concerned for others, but rather they become bothered if someone useful to them is unavailable. To be concerned would be to emotionally care for the missing person. To be bothered is to be annoyed by the absence of a person. This is a subtle yet distinct variation, and people uneducated in these matters oft mistake this bothersomeness for caring, which the narcopath predictably exploits in their feeble attempt to appear empathetic. See, narcopaths are emotional people, but only when they are bothered by something, not when you are. Because typically the narcopath is angry or feeding their narcissistic supply by ridiculing people. Narcopaths can be funny people, and this makes sense as in so much as humor is based upon the ridicule and the degradation of an outgroup in order to amuse an audience. See, you will picture here on a non-sexual level that this penchant for schadenfreude is a form of soft sadism, and is typically likewise mirrored in the bedroom. Because ridicule makes the narcopath feel superior to the outgroup while feeding them the validation of the in-group, further bolstering their feelings of superiority. Because the narcopath is conflict-seeking rather than conflict-averse. They are destructive personalities that feed on the chaos and misery of others. Again, a manifestation of their latent sadism. But you must realize, when dealing with a narcopath, that everything goes through a filter of ego. This is both the narcopath's greatest strength and weakness. It's a double-edged sword, if you will. The narcopath is psychologically high in attack, but low in defense. Unlike a stoic who is immovable, the narcopath is easily moved, although they will typically attempt to shut you down before you can damage them. Why they use shaming tactics and feelings of being a victim, although they attacked you from the start. Because if you were to observe a battlefield with a narcopathic combatant, you would see their strategy is to achieve a quick victory by overwhelming their adversary. By merit of their strong attack, they often manage this, although it should be noted this strategy is as much of a form of defense as it is an attack. Because if you mirror the narcopath's strategy by overwhelming them, they will lose all sense of sanity and allow themselves to be carried off by childish rage, rather than to maintain the elitist decorum typical of a well-fed narcopath. See, unlike psychopaths, narcopaths excel at destroying but are inept at enduring. Such is their Achilles heel, their susceptibility to narcissistic injury. Propensity for the lis majesti in the narcopath is pronounced and profound. Narcopaths do not respond to reason once the ego fires up, although they have no qualms with exploiting yours. See, this is the best way to deal with the narcopath in their manic phase, because what they do is they try to shame you. So when you deal with the narcopath, when they're in their manic phase, what you do, you use insults and then you undermine them by amplifying their thirst for conflict, and you question their credibility, mock them, and generally degrade their very essence. Now, all this sounds extreme, but literally nothing else will allow you to permeate the raw power of the childish stubbornness. This is what you get in a number of women. This is why I say this modern woman is very, very selfish. She is a full-blown narcissist, and a lot of us know that. This is why she will shame you. She will use everything to try to destroy your character. Now, to get through to them, you must resort to narcissistically injuring them. They won't like you for this, but they probably don't like you anyway. So you have to say, well, who cares? And although they might not like you for this, they will respect it. And perversely, what a narcopath can respect, they can like. Now, if you cannot offend a narcopath, they cannot respect you. This is extreme, but necessary, as their core is basically to be bullies. Again, the tactics offending the narcopath are very extreme. But usually what these narcopaths are utilizing are bully tactics, because they're bullies. And the only way to win with the respect of a bully is to degrade them by showing them you're better at being them than they are. Now, when it comes to dealing with the female gender, you have to go raw on them sometimes. You cannot allow anybody, and what a narcissist is a child. And when you hit them hard, they fall into victim status. Now, if you really want to see how narcissistic you really are, they got many tests you can take. Now, the dark triad personality traits are three closely related, but yet independently personality traits all have somewhat a malevolent or they have somewhat malevolent connotation. Now, these three traits, again, are manipulative attitude, which is narcissism, excessive self-love, and psychopathy, which is a lack of empathy. because the dark triad has traditionally been assessed with three different tests, each of which had been developed individually. Most commonly, the Narcissistic Personality Inventory, NPI, was used as the measure of narcissism. The Mach 4 for Machiavellianism and the Self-Respect Psychopathy Scale, SRP, for psychopathy. See, what you do is format the differences between these, and it's a multiple choice versus scale rating, and it's a complicated administration and analysis. See, the short dark triad was developed in 2011 by Delroy, Paul Hess, and Daniel Jones to provide a more uniform assessment and also to trim down the total length. Now, the procedure is this. The test consists of 27 statements that must be related on how much you agree with them. The test should not take most people more than 5 minutes. Now, the precipitation is you use your assessment strictly for educational purposes, because it cannot be taken as a psychological test for advice for psychology of any kind. But when you deal with narcissism, particularly on a test, because that test is going to give you a rough idea. Now, if you score high on the test, it's not indicative of narcopathy, it's merely narcissism. But a high narcissism score combined with a high psychopathy score is. This test does not seek to measure sadism. But if you get a high psychopathy and narcissism score, I can infer with 99% confidence that due to comorbidity, you are sadistic. Now, the 99% is statistics. Again, when you deal with statistics, you have a confidence value, 68, 95, 98, 99. Now, like I said, there are relevant books that you can read, The Science of Evil, On Empathy and the Origins of Cruelty, Malignant Self-Love, Narcissism Reviewed or Revisited. But again, to understand narcissism, the sadistic narcissist perceives himself as godlike, ruthless, and devoid of truth, capricious, and unfathomable, emotionless, and non-sexual, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, a plague of devastation and inescapable verdict. Now, that's a quote by Sam Vatnin. But when you deal with narcissism, look at yourself. Because there's something else that people do. People are quicker to take credit and shift responsibility than to give credit and take responsibility. But as a red pill man, when you deal with this modern day woman, you're going to deal with a lot of narcissism. And it's going to drive you crazy. Because also involved in narcissism is a false equivalence. And what is that? It is a logical fallacy in which two completely opposing arguments appear to be logically equivalent, when in fact they are not. This fallacy is characterized as a fallacy of inconsistency. And that's what narcissism is. Equivalence. But as a red pill man, MGTOW man, SYSBM, IBMOR, you deal with a lot of narcissism every day. What you have to do is basically put a person in their place. And you can do it without arguing with them. Because again, when I dealt with the narcopath, The narcopath loves to argue. And they love to tell you how you're wrong, and they're not. But living in the real world, as humans, we're going to run into all types of people. But as a red pill man, you must understand the psychology of narcissism, because people who are driven by ego and narcissism will stress you out. Now, like I've presented in this podcast, the information is to help you deal with narcissism. And at the end of the day, as a red pill man, MGTOW man, you want peace, not war. And that's my commentary for this edition of the 411 Talk Zone Radio Show, Red Pill Edition, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Next week, I'm going to talk about the effect of empathy disorders. Look out for that one. Because that's based off a book by Simon Baron Cohen, The Science of Evil. Because you need to understand what a effective empathy disorder is. And I'll probably combine other topics in with that as well. But I'm going to get more into psychology like I did before, because you need to understand the study of behavior and what you see out here when it comes to human beings who appear to be normal. And again, you can catch me on YouTube. You catch me on Blog Talk Radio every weekend. Now, if you can't find my podcast under Blog Talk Radio, you can go into the 411 Talk Zone Radio Show YouTube channel. I have a link. You click on that link, you will find all of my podcasts in archive form. And if that doesn't work, you can reach out to me on Facebook. I have an email address, and I have a Twitter account. Other than that, if you like what I presented, come by my YouTube channel and subscribe to the channel. It's a very positive channel, giving you intellectual red pill information. Come by and listen to my Blog Talk Radio podcast, which after I conclude this podcast, it will be up on my Facebook page in the archives, as well as my Twitter page. Again, I want everybody to have a happy Easter. Once again, my name is Leon Jones. God bless you. I'm out.